a walk on the beach. You were out on the beach walking alone, not far from the club. You could still hear the beat of the music pretty loud. My buddy Jake and I were walking in the opposite direction back to our hotel. As you passed us, you stumbled and I reached out and caught you by the arm to prevent you from falling. You giggled and gave me a big smile with your warm hands on my shoulder. You have a blouse and shorts on, and I can't help but notice you have firm, round breasts and a beautiful ass. There are beach chairs right there, so we sit down and start talking. You are a little tipsy, but certainly not drunk. I have a pint of whiskey, Southern Comfort, in my pocket, and we share sips. We chat about our day, and then I look at you and say, I know this is forward, but do you like to go back to our room with us? Have a bottle of champagne on ice. You think about it for a minute, and then say, alright, but just a few minutes. We all get up and walk the short distance to the little cabana we have rented along the beach. We sit down on a sofa in the room with two queen-size beds, and I get the champagne ready to open. We chat and sip the bubbly. We are laughing and enjoying ourselves, and I lean over and kiss you. You return the kiss. My hands are caressing one of your legs, and as he sits next to you, Jake's hand is on the other smooth thigh. Our kisses get more intense, and then I cup one of your breasts in my hand. I gently squeeze your firm tit and stroke your nipple with my fingertips. Jake, on the other side, pulls your shoulder back and puts his hand in your blouse and grabs the other breast and squeezes the nipple hard, and you shudder. So sexy today. It hurts, but then there is something else. No time to think as I tangle my fingers in your hair and pull your hair back. Now I'm kissing you hard and have my tongue deep in your mouth. Jake is starting to unbutton your blouse, and now one breast is exposed, and you don't seem to notice. You have no bra on, and your tits are gorgeous. Jake grabs you and pushes you down on the sofa and bends down and takes your nipple, sucks it into his mouth, and between his teeth. You moan and holler, "Hey, that hurts, stop it!" At which Jake kisses those beautiful tits all over and then back to the nipple to pull it hard again. Jake looks at you and says, "Shut up, bitch. You know you want it and you're going to get it." Oh, you moan as he sucks harder and pulls roughly with his hands on your tits and your nipple still in his mouth. Now I'm running my hands over your other breasts and I'm pulling your blouse away from your body. Now Jake is running his hand around your belly from behind and pushing his hand down into your tight shorts. He pushes, but the shorts are too tight. You can feel his hand as it moves over your belly and sends a tingle down to your crotch, and the wetness grows between your legs. He reaches both hands around you and unbuttons the shorts and pulls the zipper down and roughly shoves his hand into your panties. Jake says, "Hey man, she's wet. Oh yeah, we got a live one now. Let's fuck her good, man." "Oh no," you think. "No, no," and you start to struggle. You can't get away. And with Jake rubbing your pussy in your panties and still biting and sucking your nipple, we have control over you. My mouth is covering yours and you can't cry out, and you don't even know if you want to yell or holler. Jake, the one sucking your nipple, simply grabs both wrists and holds them behind your back while I pull your shorts right down over your legs and off. He releases your hands and grabs your blouse and whips it up over your head and off. You're starting to moan now, but you still struggle. "No, please don't do it. Please," you say over and over. But we both just laugh at you and go back to sucking and torturing your nipples. Our hands... fuck, this one has a lot of issues. our hands between your thighs and fingers probing your wet pussy. I slide my fingers into your creamy cunt and say, "Oh man, she is a tight one, Jake. This is gonna be good. We are going to fuck you so good, babe. And you'll beg for more." "Oh no," you cry out and plead. We lift you and carry you over to the bed. You spread your legs open, and without any foreplay, I get on top of you and stick my long, thick cock between the lips of your pussy. Oh my god, oh, oh. And you feel that cock thrust deep into your pussy. It hurts so bad and was so intense you cry out, "Yes, fuck me, bastard." Being very wet, my cock slides right into your cunt. It was a strange pleasure. Blah, can't talk today. Why am I doing this right now? Strange pleasure. Blah, can't say pleasure. Alright. Strange pleasure running through your body. Your eyes are closed, but then all of the sudden, you feel a cock head pushing against your lips, and your mouth opens, and now you have a cock thrusting in and out of your mouth. You are naked on the bed and getting fucked by one man and getting your mouth fucked by the other. There's a strange sensation in your body. Your pussy is so wet and filling. And the feeling of the cocks busting into you feels so good. You cry out again, "Oh, yes, fuck me hard." What are you thinking? How could you feel like this? We are total strangers. You start to gag as he thrusts deep and hard into your mouth. And then he's coming and squirting hot cum down your throat. Oh my god, no, no. And you try to spit, but can't. And then have you swallow it all. Oh, have to swallow it all. Oh god, I'm not gonna redo it. And then you feel it sliding down the back of your throat. And you think, that's not so bad. It doesn't taste so bad either. Then you start to tongue the cock in your mouth. You're really getting fucked like this. You're really enjoying getting fucked like this. I'm ramming my cock into your cunt as deep and hard as I can. Pumping it hard and fast now, ramming it so deep it hurts so good. As your body is rocking back and forth from getting fucked like this, you are chanting, "It feels good, fuck me faster and harder." Without any thought, your hips are starting to buck and you wiggle and pump your hips up and down and moan. Jake sticks his cock back in your mouth so you have a cock in your mouth and a cock in your cunt. The cock in your mouth disappears and you feel yourself being bent in half with your legs to your shoulders. I'm still pumping hard and deep, and then, oh my god, you feel something in your ass. Fingers pushed into your tight asshole. Oh, it feels so good in a strange way, and then you start to have a wild thrill and you buck and moan as you get your ass and your cunt fucked at the same time. Ah, oh, you scream as you have an orgasm, bucking and wiggling. Oh, yes, fuck me, you beg. You ask to be spanked, and I slap your ass. Jake slaps your tits. We are both fucking you hard and grunting. Soon, you feel Jake's cock squirt and come in your ass. And then I explode and squirt your cunt full of my cum. Your ass is sore from being spanked, and you lay back and try to make your body stop shaking. Did you like that, baby? Did you like being fucked like this? I'm gonna rethink that last part.